Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
My name is David Goggins. I created Goggins.
The toughest man on the planet and one of the greatest endurance athletes of all time.
David Goggins.
Dave Goggins.
David Goggins.
Dave Goggins.
He's the only member of the U.S. Armed Forces to complete SEAL training, the U.S. Army Ranger School, and the Air Force Tactical Air Controller training.
They don't know me, son!
He's completed the infamous Destroyer of Men, known as Hell Week, 3 times. He once held the Guinness World Record for most pull-ups in 24 hours at 4,030. This man is a self-made beast.
I suffer from severe toxic stress. I had a learning disability. I was afraid of everything. I was just an insecure, scared kid. What was haunting me was me. The feeling I had every morning, I looked in the mirror, was horrible. And I didn't want to feel like that anymore. It wasn't who I was inside, but I was scared for anybody to know who I was inside. And I was exactly what everybody said I was gonna be, which was nothing. And I was weighing like 297 pounds. And I had to make a change in my life. So I wanted to change that to be the hardest man ever created. Am I that? I don't know, but you had to have a goal. My goal was the only person that's gonna turn this person around is me. I was born in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And I went from Buffalo to Indiana, and then from Indiana to Indianapolis, Indiana. We lived on Paradise Road.
Yeah,
we lived on Paradise Road, and it
wasn't so paradise.
No, it was anything but paradise, man. You know, once those doors shut,
yeah.
You know, my dad gave everybody a different view of him.
He wore the nice tailored suits.
Right.
He smiled.
That's right. Your dad's amazing. Those doors shut, man, and the devil himself came out. So it was rough, and that's why my foundation was so beaten down at a young age. And what most people do is they see this world and they look at it as an excuse to get out of it. I started looking at it as this is the ultimate training ground for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I have all these valuable lessons, because if you look out in the world right now today, it's not a nice place, but I'm very prepared for it. Happiness, peace, enlightenment, it's all up here, man. It's all up here. If I start talking like this, people go, man, you know, no. It's the truth, man.
Yeah, it is true.
It's all up here. You just got to be willing to go and face it. And that's the hard part. I mean, I suffer from severe toxic stress. And that was one of the big reasons why I had a learning disability. My focus in life was way off. I was afraid. I was afraid of everything. The Klan headquarters at that time was about 20 minutes from where I lived. The one of the high ups in the KKK son sat behind me in 2 classes, so he called me all the time. Got my first car, they spray painted, "We're gonna kill you" on it. So I was just an insecure, scared kid. I'm not the smartest kid in the world. Okay. Instead of somebody saying, "Oh no, you're smart. No, no, don't say that to yourself." I said to myself, "No, I'm a dumb motherfucker." Okay, roger that. How you get smarter? Educate yourself. So the things that we run from the truth. So the only way I became successful was going towards the truth, as painful and as brutal as it is, it changed me. It allowed me to become, in my own right, who I am today. Through my journey, I figured out the one piece I was missing. I thought it was cars. I thought it was women. I thought it was money. I thought it was everything. The one piece I was missing was me having the courage to face myself. And once you do that on a daily basis, it's not about the running. People are going to be, you're talking about working out. Where I got my work ethic from was the hours I had to spend learning this. My junior year in high school, I missed a whole bunch of school, was lying to my mom, had like a 1-point-something GPA. I was just jacked up. I was in one of the worst spots in my life. And my mom was going through a lot of shit too, and she didn't have time to sit back and baby me. And it was me against me. My pants were down to my knees. I was not, whatever was going on, I was in a bad shape. So I went to the bathroom. The reflection in it revealed a lot of bad things. A lot of things that I was hiding behind the saggy pants. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror going like, God, dog, dude, you are something else, man. Like, you have created a character. I want to be at the cool guy table. And whatever I could do to get attention, I did. It wasn't me. It wasn't who I was inside, but I was scared for anybody to know who I was inside. I started shaving my head when I was 16 years old. And the feeling I had every morning, I looked in the mirror, was horrible. And I didn't want to feel like that anymore. And how I felt was a kid going nowhere, a kid that was scared. And most kids will accept that and look for help. But the best thing that happened to me, no one helped me. No one felt sorry.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
For me. No one looked at me and said, like, this day and age, they'll take you in and they'll tell everybody, stop picking on this person. Back then, they didn't care.
The most important conversation you'll ever have with your life, you know, in your life, is when you have yourself. Mm.
Don't be afraid of the reflection in the mirror, because that's all you can be afraid of. Once you overcome the reflection in the mirror, you've done it.
It's not in that comfort zone. It's in the discomfort zone is where my confidence is getting built.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's getting built. But people want it. They want an easier answer.
Yeah.
There has to be an easier way. There's not. My mom was already bothered by my dad beating her down, and now her fiance got murdered. So it happens, 2 weeks later, she gets a note from school. And the note says, your son is going to fail. He's not going to graduate. And she's like, what is this? And I had to come clean with my mom of all the years of me cheating, of all the bullying, of all this and all that. She was in a dark place. And I was in a dark place, and we were kind of on our own in the same house, but living different lives. And I realized at this time in my life, she was a great mom, but I was on my own. And that's when a real big change happened for me. So I said, I'm gonna join the military. The only way out for me at that time was death. I'm gonna be a Navy SEAL.
Or I'm gonna die.
Or I'm gonna die trying.
Yeah.
Period. I had to use all this negative shit that was making me weak and horrible as a person. I had to use this as the power that now fueled me. I had to flip it on its head and say, hold up, this might be exactly what I need. The darkness is exactly what I need. It's how you look at your situation.
never pick the easy road ever in your life. That is the one road that is doomed. It is doomed. If you want something like 6 minute abs, all these different things, if you want it so fast, you may achieve what you wanted, but you want the permanent fix. The permanent fix comes from the hard road. The hard road gives you permanent results. Every morning I wake up at 3:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, go to my dive cage, go in there before anybody saw me. I get duct tape and I would tape from my forefoot all the way up to the mid of my calf, and I would put two black socks on. And so I ran not using the pivot.
Oh my gosh.
And I ran my hip flexors. So for the first 45 minutes to an hour, I was in absolute excruciating pain. But what motivated me through that whole process was the fact that this kid came from that. I'm in the hardest training in the world, in the worst shape of my entire life. What if I can graduate amongst these studs?
Wow.
What haunts me the most is that if I would have died at 300 pounds, let's say I was 75 years old, I got to heaven, and God has a chart like that on everybody's life. God knows all, let's say that. I don't care what you believe in, doesn't matter. I'm not judging anybody. But let's say my thing is God. You get to heaven, I'm 300 pounds, I sit down, I was a cockroach terminator my whole life, and we're sitting down just like this, you're God and I'm David. And he gives me that chart. And he says, look at this. And I'm looking at this chart, and on the chart it has all these different things, but my name's on it. But these things aren't me. I was gonna change the world. I was gonna set records. I was gonna be a Navy SEAL. I was gonna be all these things in the military that I accomplished. You're gonna get the VFW award. You're gonna be honored here, honored there. And I'm like, God, this isn't me. Like it says David Goggins, I was an Ecolab guy, I sprayed for cockroaches, and I'm 300 pounds. It says here I'm 185. It says here I got a bachelor's and a master's. It says all these things. And God goes, no, that's who you were supposed to be.
But I never blamed God for anything he did to me. So I wanted to change that to be the hardest man ever created. Am I that? I don't know, but you had to have a goal. And my goal when I was sitting there, not going to school, being bullied, having no self-esteem, my goal was the only person that's gonna turn this person around is me.
We're all in the same boat here. Some boats may be bigger than others, but we all have problems. In the race of life, life's not gonna give you a glass of water when you're thirsty. And I realized that. And once again, people are like, my God, your life is horrible. It's not.
Yeah.
This is how I live.
So I broke the Guinness Book of World's Record for pull-ups a long time ago. But I failed at it twice. And I did 67,000 pull-ups in trying to break this record. So to do 4,030 pull-ups, I had to do 67,000 for training for that. What I did to myself to become who I am today, it takes a great toll on your body. So I believe God gave me time to rest. And he took me out of commission. Not even the mind of Goggins could get me back up. So I had about a good 6-7 months where I was out. And when I was out, I had time to reflect on all I had accomplished. And that was the first time in my life where I sat back and said, wow, I was just a scared kid that found drive and passion to be something much better than what he thought he was.
You are your own hero. You are your own leader. You are your own master. We idolize so many people, and we want to be them. We want to be someone else. And in doing that, you lose all the potential of who you are. You mimic, you be them, you are them, you become them, and you lose you.
So I got the VFW award for the Americanism award for military service and giving back. I'm as human can be. That's why what you see is what you get. At that moment when I was giving my speech, I thank my uncle for being there. I got to my mom. It wasn't just about her. It was, I know what she went through. I know what I went through. And we got knocked down so much. I had a moment in front of all these great American heroes where I had a chance. It was like so fast. It went through me like lightning of, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm getting an award like this.
Let's say there's 10 people in this room and we're all mediocre, but I'm the best of the mediocre people. I now think I'm great. I'm great. We surround ourselves around people that make us feel great. They tell us what we want to hear. The second we put ourselves amongst the uncommon people, we don't like that feeling, that challenging feeling of that person who's waking up at 3:30 in the morning and saying, hey, put your shit on, we're going for a run. We don't like that challenge. That's the mediocrity of life. We want to be the best amongst the average people. I can literally right now be a 300-pound guy spraying for cockroaches. Still to this day, if I did not look in that mirror and say, there has to be more to this. This can't be it. And then we want to go into it, dive deep into it, and give all I have to find it. No matter what avenue I choose, I want to be the very best. And the very best may not be I'm number one. The very best is, did I leave everything inside of me out there? So attacking is not like, oh, I want to win this or win that or be the best. The best is I'm running against myself in everything I do. And that's what I attack. I attack myself. I'm always questioning myself. I'm always holding myself accountable.
Last question, what is the impact that you want to have on the world?
It's a great question, man. And it's a question that I've been asked many times. And I have several answers for it. But the biggest one is we are all great. No matter if you think you're dumb, no matter if you think you're fat, no matter if you are fat, no matter if you've been bullied, or no matter if you just got back from Iraq or Afghanistan and you have no legs or your arms or whatever, man, we all have greatness. It just, you gotta find the courage. You gotta find the courage to put your Bose headphones on and silence the noise out of this world and to find it.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.